What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester. And my, how the tables have turned. We'll get to that in a minute. But
hooray. Seems like my school will be on this program all year.
Yeah, which I'm sad about. I would have loved, although I think we would have gotten mad at each other, if both our schools made the playoffs and we hosted you and we could just go up to Columbia together.
Just kidding. I'm spinning this. Colorado's a good team. We clearly beat the best team in the Sun Belt, right?
Sam Houston?
Yeah. 5-1 now.
Are they the best team in the Sun
Belt? They wrecked Texas State. I don't even know if they're in the Sun Belt. I think they're in the Sun Belt.
Let's just check. I want to check the Sun Belt.
Because they already played T-State and they wrecked T-State. Or they came back and beat T-State.
Let's check the Sun Belt standings here. Sam Houston, I think they're Conference USA, actually.
Okay, so we just beat the Conference USA champ. They're only lost. They're 5-1.
Yeah, because I think, you know, the Sun Belt powerhouses are like James Madison. Who else here?
Well, yeah, James Madison is probably going to make the playoff, if we're being real.
I've seen them projected to be in by a lot of people. Yeah, Sam Houston is Conference USA with Liberty. So maybe they're not. Don't pencil them in yet.
Not yet, but if they beat Liberty, that's a quality win.
Did they play Liberty this year?
And Colorado, good team.
They do? Oh, wow. Liberty's their rivalry weekend.
We're going to get revenge on Colorado in the Big 12 championship. No.
Are you?
I'm not worried.
Okay. You only have one Big 12 loss, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're fine. You're not sunk.
We're fine.
Is that your first loss of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah.
Just win, baby.
That's all it is. We can definitely afford like a 3-touchdown loss at home.
One?
Just one.
You can afford one. Everyone can afford one. Everybody's got one.
You know, Deion's got the boys humming. All those skill position players. I mean, they're going to click.
Didn't need a line, apparently.
No, don't need a line when you have Shador, Travis Hunter.
I mean, that was just... But their lines were like killing you.
Yeah, they were. I think they were averaging like 2 yards a carry before they came to our game, and then they were just...
What happened?
6 or 7 yards.
Do you think they were just pissed off? They were like, fuck this?
I don't know. They came in with swag,
yeah,
and they were like, we're going to come to Orlando. The recruits are coming for us. And they backed that shit up.
Yeah, they big time. Were they? Was Colorado receiving votes this week?
Probably.
Let's check. Let's see if Colorado got any votes.
I'd imagine. They're going to be in the top 25 if they keep winning.
Are you kidding me? Everyone is dying to give them a vote.
I wouldn't hate Colorado in the playoff. That would be fun.
Oh, Colorado got one vote.
Yeah, probably did.
They stole your vote.
They took our vote.
Well, it's not the coaches. I'm sure Deion gave them a vote.
I was so hyped, too. We led that game off with an interception of Shador. Like, we intercept him, I think, on the third play of the game.
Yeah.
We're driving down the field. Run. We get to, like, the 2-yard line.
Perfect time to pass.
Perfect time to have KJ throw a fade for an interception.
Yeah. To Travis? Hunter that got it?
No, Hunter got another interception, yeah. But... No.
By the way, Colorado only getting one less vote than Army, which seems egregious.
Well, Army's, you got to respect the troops.
Yeah. Navy's getting 6.
Army's also undefeated.
I know. Army is our.
And Navy.
One of them. I'll take Army, you take Navy, because you almost went to the Naval Academy.
Sure. I guess I'll take Navy.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
And I've had a couple relatives go to West Point, so I'll take Army.
Anyway, week 6, only real news this week was that, you know, the NCAA banned Antonio Pierce for 8 years.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The coach of the Raiders.
He was never going to go.
What? They keep doing this.
It's like me being banned from the Sudan or something.
I was never going to go.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, damn. Real shame. I can't go to the Sudan.
Like Antonio Pierce, who's currently like doing a good job.
With the Raiders. Yeah.
Like,
he's got
him
playing hard.
What?
He's got him playing hard.
Yeah, he's not been given necessarily the talent to do a better job.
Please remind the people why he's being banned for his time in Arizona.
Sometimes there are some organizations in America who think it's wrong to take 17-year-old kids to a strip club and pay for their strippers.
And perhaps other things.
Well, I don't even remember the other stuff. I stopped at a strip club.
They stripped Patino of a goddamn national championship for that.
Yeah.
And he had no knowledge.
And this was at Arizona State. So, like, just take him to Arizona State parties. What do you even need to go to a strip club for?
Some of the girls probably work. I imagine strip clubs around Tempe, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
They're probably Arizona State. You know, they're paying for tuition.
Yeah. I mean, so their on-campus student population, by the way, I believe is 74,000.
They used to be like a big porno school too.
I can't imagine the past tense is applicable there.
You don't think so?
I think it's the present tense, certainly.
Do you remember the like former Miss Teen USA, something King? Actually, I have her number in my phone.
You have what?
So she went to Arizona State. She helped me write something for Arizona State. And let's see. What was her name? Melissa King. That's right.
Okay.
She went to Arizona State. And it's a big porno school. She did her own Girls Do Porn.
Oh.
It was like a big thing because she was like a former Miss Teen USA.
Ex-Miss Delaware.
Miss Delaware. That's what it was. Yeah.
Which those guys got in a lot of trouble for doing some like not above board things, from what I recall.
Perhaps a little taken advantage of, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
Not totally consensual filming.
Yeah, that type of thing.
Yeah, but that's what Arizona State does, baby.
I fucking guess, dude. But yeah, Antonio Pierce banned from the NCAA for 8 years. Who cares? Yeah. He doesn't.
I'm sure, like, he doesn't plan to go back to college football.
No.
In the next 8 years.
I can't imagine anything worse than, like, it's got to suck for an NFL coach to go into college football as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be one thing if you're going from, like, if you're like a low-level NFL coach, you're like a quarterback coach for the Texans, and then you go be the offensive coordinator at a Power Four school. Like, that's one thing. But to go from head coach in the NFL to head coach in college, just the way your duties, it's not the same job. It sounds the same because it has the same title. It's completely different jobs.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously in the NFL, you don't have to deal with any of the NIL. You don't have to deal with...
You don't have to deal with... You have a general manager.
You have... Yeah. General manager takes care of the budget, takes care of the salary cap.
You are the GM. The head coach is basically the GM at this point.
In college football, sometimes.
Yeah.
Unless you're Woj, you know?
You're who?
Woj, you just go be a GM of the basketball operations.
Yeah. At
his
where?
Alma mater.
Duquesne?
No.
Whatever.
It was something like
I
that.
I don't
though.
Care. We'll talk about it in a couple months.
Right. I hate Woj.
Yeah.
Woj sucks.
I know you do. I know
Woj
you don't.
Blows.
I have
it's
nothing.
It's like it's a net positive for him to leave ESPN and the NBA.
I have no feelings on that man whatsoever.
He breaks news that was going to break anyway. He just. You know what he is? You go to like a movie premiere.
Yeah.
And he spoils it for you.
What? Where else were you going to get that information?
Watching the movie.
He is the movie. What? You don't want to find out who's on a roster till the opening day?
You're so out of fucking line here. It's like you're at the movie theater, right? You're at the NBA draft.
Yeah.
And he is just telling you line for line right before they say the line.
Okay.
That's all he is.
I thought you were talking about like trades and stuff like that.
No, man.
You're talking about the draft picks?
Yes.
He just tweets the draft pick right before the...
And then he also ruined kids' fucking announcements.
To go into the draft?
No, to go into their college, right? He would routinely, as guys were trying to make their announcements at their high schools,
yeah.
You know, doing the hat thing. And
that's shitty.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the draft.
Broke the news all the time.
That's shitty. I don't really care about the draft picks or anything like that. But that's, yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
And also, I believe, just ruined anyone that got in his way. Like, total fucking psychopathic sociopath.
What a small little fiefdom to be a tyrant of.
Yeah. So I guess now I have to turn my my hate towards Shams, but Shams doesn't have the same kind of, you know,
punch in the face kind of situation,
but also just not being a total dickhead to everyone around him.
Yeah.
You know how many people got fired because of Woj at ESPN?
It's just
dozens.
That's hilarious. It's hilarious to me that like petty tyrants are funny to me. I don't need like Hitler or Stalin or some crazy king or like Nero. You know what I mean? I like petty tyrants make me laugh. Those, I love.
Yeah, it's like he's like a boss Tweety type. You know?
Vicious rulers of tiny, insignificant kingdoms are the funniest thing to me.
Hate it. Fucking hate that, man. So good luck to that program or the opposite of that. Where did he end up?
I thought it was Duquesne.
It was not. It was his alma mater job. Woj job. Just he left to be St. Bonaventure's.
St. Bonaventure. Same thing. St. Bonnie's, Duquesne.
Whatever. I hope that not only that program folds, the school.
They only have two tournament appearances ever, I believe.
Either way. Last week, we don't really have to talk about it, I don't think.
We could talk about the records last week. That's what the people come here for.
You know, we're transparent. We're open about it. We're honest with you, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a 4-9-1.
You were 4-9. But you did also hit the money line dog.
Went 0-1 on my money line dog because I had North Carolina, and they blew that game against
me. I had North Carolina.
No, you had Fresno as your money line dog.
No, but I took North Carolina with the points, which I think still hit. Weren't they dogs?
They were.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
You went 10-4.
10-4. Look at this. 0-1. How the tables have turned. We might have to add up the records from all 3 years.
Oh, actually, sorry. I definitely did not give you credit for the North Carolina win. You went 11-3.
Let's go!
So, hand up. You're seeing on the fly, you know, just look how honest and open I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, you are 52-34-2.
What a year!
2-3 on your money line, dog, so you got to get that up.
Yeah, I know. I got to pump those numbers up.
I'm 10 games under 500. 38-48.
God damn, I'm pushing 20 games over here.
3-3. I'm not seeing the ball right now. It's been a bad year. Just a bad couple years.
You know what's funny is this is the year I've least relied on S&P Plus as well. So Bill Connolly, a fraud, clearly.
Yeah. You got to shoot from the hip. You know what really, it is?
College football's vibes, baby. It's all vibes.
I've been leaning more into data, and it's only gotten worse for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
No. It's okay. It's a minor setback. It's a major comeback. I'm going to hunt you down.
We'll see. If you hunt me down on this, I will be fucking furious.
Like the wounded deer you are.
It feels more like a tortoise hair situation, maybe.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
Just know that. Tonight, we got Houston. We got TCU. The Cougars are catching 16.5. Seems like a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
TCU's not very good. We came back and beat their ass, and by that we squeaked out a 1-point win.
Houston, it should be noted, has
The over-under is 51.5.
Houston scored 0 points in the last 2 weeks. They have not scored
a
field goal.
They're pretty bad.
Yeah.
Willie Fritz does not have his guys. TCU, they're whatever. They're going to be – they might make a bowl game. They might be 500. Who knows?
Yeah, TCU's been weird. Choked the game against you.
Yeah.
Wins at Stanford week one, which is a solid win.
Stanford's okay.
It's a solid win for a team of TCU's.
It's just two wildly mediocre teams.
Yeah. And then beating Kansas, not that great. But they got murdered by SMU. But, man, Houston's so bad.
SMU might win the ACC. You could have been on to something.
Give me my flowers.
It just tells you where the ACC is, though.
Well, that's
models, yeah.
Yeah.
That was factored in.
Yeah. That was entirely factored. That was the biggest factor, baby.
In-state rivalry. Houston's going to put up points. I need them to cover 16.5. I got this. I'm taking the Cougs.
I'm taking TCU.
Too many points.
I'm taking TCU. Houston is so broken. TCU at home. TCU needs this win. I wonder, actually, what does TCU's schedule look like coming up? They have a bye and then they play at Utah. So they're not going to be looking ahead necessarily.
No.
Yeah, I like TCU to just roll here.
They should, but I just don't trust that offense. Like, TCU doesn't have the offense to do that. To cover 17. I know Houston can't score, but this has all the makings of like a 24-10 game.
That's fair. I mean, TCU, do they not have that offense? They've scored points.
I don't know how, though.
They've scored 34, 45, 34, 42, and 38.
But for Sonny Dykes offense, that's not great.
Listen, averaging like 35 points a game.
I saw it with the eyes, all right? My eye test, they're bad.
I love this. TCU has been dumping in points.
I don't care what the numbers say. I saw them live. They suck.
That's fine.
We suck too, but they suck worse.
TCU has been dumping in points.
Their offense, like, just little 5-yard dumps. Like chunk here, chunk there.
Whatever works, I guess.
Little West Coast offense, like it works nowadays. No, Hoover blows.
Okay.
When you actually need, when we cracked down and, you know, they couldn't score in the second half. They scored all their points in the first.
You're better than Houston.
We are, maybe.
So.
But Houston also held Oklahoma's offense to like,
well, Oklahoma's offense also sucks ass.
That's
so
true. But they're SEC, dog.
They're SEC.
Next up, we got Purdue catching 12.5 at Wisconsin. The over-under is 45.5. Give me Purdue. Give me the Boilermakers to cover. I'm feeling the dogs in the points this week. And I'll also take the under.
I was just going to take the under. I don't have a good vibe on that. Purdue just fired their offensive coordinator, kind of Ryan Walters' attempt to
save face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't think that was necessarily the problem. I mean, it was probably part of the problem, but Ryan Walters is also just not fit to be a head coach. I mean, Wisconsin's still missing their starter, I believe, right?
Yeah, but I mean, the kid they have isn't bad.
That's fine. I like the under. I just
Braylon Allen, or not Braylon Allen, because that was their old running back. Wisconsin QB. I mean, you're welcome to talk.
I don't even know what you're doing right now. I've taken the under. Purdue can't score. Wisconsin is, even when Wisconsin's a great, they're not necessarily a team that scores. So, yeah, I'll just stick with the under. I don't feel confident that Wisconsin can cover.
Braden Locke.
Oh, so happy you looked that up.
Yeah, no, but I want to see what kind of stars he has. What he is coming out of college, or what he was coming out of high school.
It can't be high. If I had to say like a solid 3.
24/7.
Yeah, I would guess he's a solid 3-star guy.
If you were to guess. He's from Texas. He is a 3-star.
Yeah. Which a 3-star quarterback is fine, by the way.
At Wisconsin, like, Rockwell, Texas.
No, but fine at most schools. Depends on what the type of kid or whatever.
I never was a Van Dyke guy anyway. Like, he only regressed from Miami. His first year, he's great. Second year, Miami, terrible. Third year, even worse.
I don't love getting quarterbacks who are downgrading programs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does it seem like it's going to work out?
You think Wisconsin's a downgrade from Miami?
It seems
it's
not a downgrade it's not a downgrade program, but it is a downgrade in terms of like he went to a star-studded, money-packed school to more like blue collar solid. Like it is, he's moving down based on what Miami's resources are and Wisconsin's resources are currently.
Yeah, it seems kind of like a horizontal move.
It's sloping downward, but it's horizontal.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking.
I got Purdue in the under. You have the under?
Yeah.
Wisconsin too or no?
Nah, I'll just take the under.
Then Boston College, Tommy's back at UVA over 52.5.
BC all day.
All right. I like how much we're disagreeing because now I can catch you. I'm going to go Virginia. Virginia at home.
BC all day. I don't know if I'm going to make this my money line dog yet, but yeah, I'll take BC.
What do you think about the over-under, 52.5?
I don't know.
Decent amount of points?
I don't know. I'll just stay away from that.
All right. Next, we got Pitt, -2.5 at UNC. The over-under, 63.5. I love Pitt here. Pitt's actually been dumping it in. They're also getting the running back for this week. North Carolina's not very good.
Blew a monstrous lead to Duke.
And the over.
So basically like disaster weeks back to back for North Carolina. I like Pitt as well. I don't know about the over under. I'll take Pitt. Mac Brown is checked out. It's done there. He's done there. Yeah, Pitt's 4-0. Pitt not so quietly threatening for the ACC. I mean, Pitt has a really, well, actually, the back end, the last three games, four out of the last five games in the ACC are really tough. At SMU, Clemson at home, at Louisville, at Boston College, so they're going to have to prove it. I don't see them making the ACC championship game, but if they want to, they have to stack wins early in their schedule, so yeah.
Pitt? I mean, they're undefeated right now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They have to keep stacking wins early because the back half of their ACC schedule is brutal. It's about as hard as an ACC schedule can be.
Which isn't saying much, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Narduzzi's got the boys cooking.
Yeah. I love that.
He'll be fine. Next up, Navy Air Force.
Ooh. Well, I know what you're taking.
Yeah. Minus 10, Navy, over under 63, or 36 and a half. If it was 63 and a half, I would smash the under. But I'm smashing the under anyway because it's a principal bet. Anytime the academies play, you have to hit the under 36 and a half. That's easy. Navy could win this game 30-0.
So just because I'm up winning by enough and I think it's funny, I'm going to take the over. Because what a funny way to get another two-game lead on you. I've taken the over. I'm also taking Navy to cover 10. Give me points.
Principal bet.
I'm shitting on
you. Gotta take the under.
I'm shitting on your principles right now.
That's fine. We know that. You're a hater.
Is this the battle for the office? Is this the battle for what the best Air Force in the world is? As many listeners probably know, the United States Air Force is the biggest and most powerful Air Force on Earth.
And the Navy is the second.
The U.S. Navy has the second biggest and second most powerful Air Force on Earth.
They should duke it out.
They should.
Every 4 years, like an Olympic type situation.
I think the Air Force probably wreck them, but it's fine.
How could you simulate war?
There's lots of ways to simulate war. We do it all the time in training.
But with planes. Could you just shoot other have like dogfights, but you're shooting paintballs?
No, they simulate dogfights all the time in the air with two planes. It's just they're like I got a lock on you or whatever.
Ah, dude, but I need them actually.
I know.
I need them to hit
paint missiles.
Little paint missiles.
All right, we'll figure it out. Let's get that tech going.
I mean, we got it. I'm sure we got it.
We got the paint missile tech.
Tulane minus 18 at UAB, over under 54 and a half. Trent Dilfer, the boys, not cooking.
Not really cooking. And by the way,
Tulane starting to feel themselves, starting to find themselves, to realize they're the big fucking swinging dick of the conference.
I mean, they are absolutely. The AAC is theirs. And
but
honestly,
at home, you're giving me 18. Dilfer needs to prove something. I'll take the Blazers.
Okay. I think I don't love how big the spread is, even though Tulane just absolutely fucking rolled South Florida, who I guess frauds.
Yeah, fraud check.
Like, we were a little like, yeah, maybe South Florida. They're just getting blown out.
Yeah.
And Tulane's only two losses are, I mean, K-State at home and at OU. Like, what do you... And OU even put up points on them, actually. Yeah. Letting 34 up to OU is...
Not great.
A little shameful, but to be honest.
You lost to Kansas State. Was that at K-State?
No, that was it. That was at Tulane. I'll take the over here. I don't quite know. I mean, Tulane's been scoring, and UAB, for what it's worth, 27 against Arkansas. Oh, boy, though. Oh, and then 41 against Alcorn State. Only 6 against UL Monroe. But yeah, I like the over. I think at the very least, Tulane's going to get you most of the way there.
We got a lot of home dogs this week.
Yeah.
Next up, Virginia Tech's going cross-country to Stanford. In conference play, VT minus 8.5, over under is 49.5. Give me Stanford all day.
Taking the points with Stanford?
Virginia Tech, totally, all of the energy and enthusiasm that they might have had against Miami, just completely queefed out of that fucking balloon.
Yeah. Now, weirdly, Virginia Tech still totally in the running for the ACC championship game. They're 2-3.
I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy So find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
But two of those losses are out of conference.
Vandy.
And Rutgers.
And Rutgers.
So here's who they have to beat. I mean, they don't have that bad of a schedule. It's not that good of a schedule, but at Stanford, whatever. Boston College at home, Tech at home, at Syracuse, Clemson at home, Clemson's going to be a problem. But then at Duke and Virginia, like, it's doable for them.
Get a rematch against Miami. Dude, what if Virginia Tech wins the ACC with, like, three or four losses? Give me that.
Oh, my God.
That'd be hilarious.
They wouldn't make the playoff.
No. They would have to, I think.
No, it's the top five highest-ranked conference champions. There is no P4 this, P4 that. So if Virginia Tech...
So Miami goes undefeated or Clemson goes undefeated, but then loses to...
Virginia Tech somebody, in the conference championship game. Then what happens is Miami would probably still get a at-large bid.
Right.
But two of the five auto bids would go to probably the Mountain West winner and then... the American winner.
The Sun Belt.
Or the Sun Belt.
Yeah.
Like, if you are a fan of a non-P4 conference, you are praying to God that Virginia Tech wins the ACC.
Well, they're probably going to win this game, but give me Stanford in the points. 8.5 at home? Come on. All day.
Oh, what was our point system for Moneyline Dog?
I don't know. I gave up on it. Because no one's hit like a...
We've been picking...
I think we get 3 points if it's over 10 points.
Yeah. I'm taking... Wait, why'd you write down Virginia Tech? I didn't take Virginia Tech.
I just assumed.
No.
Yeah.
I'll take Stanford.
And also, I didn't write that down. That was you.
I didn't write that. I'll take Stanford. I might go out on a limb and make my Moneyline Dog, but who knows? I do love their QB and their receiver.
Okay. Do it. Come on.
Yeah, fine. Moneyline Dog. But I want the points, too. I want both.
All right. Then we got Rutgers -6.5 at Nebraska. The over-under is 40.5. I might have wrote this. Yeah, I wrote this down wrong. It's Rutgers +6.5.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a crazy line.
Rutgers +6.5 at Nebraska.
Yeah, okay.
Over-under is 40.5. I kind of love Nebraska here.
Nebraska's a 6.5-point favorite at home?
Yeah. I like Nebraska... And give me, it's going to be close, but give me the over.
This is a low-key, great fucking game.
Actually, no, give me the under. I'll go under. It might be right on the dot.
All
right,
Rutgers 4-0. Big win at Virginia Tech. Beat Washington at home. Nebraska, that loss to Illinois at home stinks.
Illinois is good, though-ish.
Yeah, but it's not. You don't want to lose that game. I'm taking Rutgers to cover.
Okay. Shiano men.
Yeah.
West Virginia catching 3 at in Stillwater. The over-under 64.5.
God.
Talk about a team that is just not good.
How is Neil Brown still employed?
Alan Bowman is just how can you be in college football this long and be this bad?
It almost answers itself, right?
Well, he was never going to be an NFL prospect anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you just stick around for the love of the game. I mean, maybe we should give some credit to Oklahoma State here, right? Like,
I don't want to give them credit.
Their last two losses,
but I'm taking the under.
Their last two losses are to Utah and to K-State.
Sure.
Both good teams.
Sure.
Even though I think we both think K-State's a little overrated.
Oklahoma State should have lost to Arkansas.
Yeah, but they didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't, which, fair enough. I mean, they got to find a win here, right? Like, they it's home. They get they have to go to Provo next week, which I don't care what the line is. I'm taking BYU. West Virginia, meanwhile.
So you're going to Okie State.
I don't. What's the line again?
3.
Yeah. West Virginia is a mess too. I'll say this about Oklahoma State. Even though they're soft and I don't think they're that good, they've got to be in a better place consistency wise than West Virginia right now. West Virginia is just like aimless. You know what I mean? They're just wandering around college football, trying to figure out what the fuck they even are right now. Just fire Neil Brown. Like I would hate being a West Virginia fan right now just because it's like they have Neil Brown has clung on to his job somehow. Still.
I don't think you need to fire Neil Brown yet. Their losses are to Penn State and Pittsburgh. So quality losses.
It just feels, I mean, what's Neil Brown's record at West Virginia at this point?
But if you do, you should bring back Rich Rod.
I guess whatever. By the way, Neil Brown's super young. He's only 44 years old.
Yeah,
he got that job when he was like 39.
There's nothing wrong with Neil Brown.
He's got a 33-31 record at West Virginia, or maybe that's his full record, actually. 33-31 record at West Virginia. 5-7, 6-4, 6-7, 5-7. 1-9-4 season. Okay. Finished the season ranked in the coaches' poll. Yeah, you're not going to fire him this year. Unless he maybe goes really underwater. Still, I like Oklahoma State. I don't know about the over-under. I don't know. But Oklahoma State. Hundo P.
Okay. Then we got Colorado State +11 at Oregon State. The over-under, 47.5.
What a weird game for you to pick. You just like the Oregon teams that much?
Oregon State only losses to Oregon. They have a pretty hard path, actually.
Their only losses to Oregon, but it was a bad loss.
It was a bad loss.
I mean, they did beat up Purdue the next week, which is nice for them.
I might have a ticket on Oregon State to make the playoff, but that's at like 20-1, but that's neither here nor there. They do have to play UNLV. They do have to play Washington State and Boise.
Yeah.
There's a path.
There's a path. I wonder what the hell Colorado State is. They don't seem like they're good. I'll just take Oregon State here. 11 points. They better win that.
Colorado State, I mean, they beat UTEP, who sucks ass. Northern Colorado. Got destroyed by Texas, you know. Colorado beat us, I think, by more points than Colorado State, but in-state rivalry, you know.
Yeah, they kept it close. Clung on there at the end.
You're going to Oregon State?
Yeah, I'm going to Oregon State. I think Oregon State rolls here.
I like the under here. And then we got J. Maddie at UL Monroe.
Well, hold on. Where do we make these picks?
Where do we? MyBookie.
We make them at MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000. And also they have the MyBookie Plus program, which if you are a regular customer, you get reward points and stuff like that. So it's like $1 for every dollar you bet in like a straight bet. If you're taking, for example, Oregon State to cover 11 and you bet $100 on it, you get 100 points. If you throw that in a parlay, it triples the reward points. There's all kinds of stuff. All the details of that are pinned in a post in our Facebook group. It's just, there's a lot of details. Hard to remember all of them, but it's pinned in a Facebook post in our group, Drinking Bros Sports. Check that out on Facebook for all those details, picks, and more. And then, yeah, whatever you deposit, mybookie.com will double that first deposit up to $1,000. You can also play casino table games. We had Casino Friday earlier today. It's basically like playing blackjack over Zoom, so it's not like some sketchy computer arcade game or whatever. You can see a real human being in a real casino dealing the cards and all that stuff. It's awesome. It's really fun. Great way to win some money if you enjoy playing blackjack. Cannot recommend it enough. MyBookie.com. It's where we make those picks. All right, let's get to that next game. Our boys, our Dukes.
James Madison, minus 16 at UL Monroe. Also, sneakily good this year. Not bad.
They will be competing for each other, or against each other, I feel like, in the Sun Belt. I think they're close. They're two of the higher-ranked teams there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, James Madison hasn't really played anyone other than North Carolina, but boy, did they fucking embarrass North Carolina.
We got our guy General Booty with a 15.7 QBR. yeah, give me Madison all day. JMU, they run. They're starting to hit their fucking that second gear that they always hit.
Yeah.
And they start beating teams by 40, 50
What was
points.
With the Gardner-Webb game, I wonder?
Wasn't that the beginning of the season?
Yeah, it was just...
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually, I'll take JMU and the over. JMU might put in 45 themselves.
Okay. I mean, I don't really expect much from UL Monroe.
They've done okay. I mean, the Troy game, not great, but they won at least. Obviously, Texas is Texas. But 32 points against UAB, they'll score something.
James Madison, too, has just become the program where I don't care who the coach is.
It doesn't matter.
Or the quarterback. Like, just.
Yeah, it doesn't.
They're starting to.
It doesn't
be a
matter.
Oiled machine.
But considering how much James Madison has been scoring this year, especially the last two games, the fact that the over under is under 50, I like that. I like that a lot.
Nevada plus 7 at San Jose State. The over under is 51.5.
Ooh.
San Jose State. I do like San Jose State. I'll take the over, though. Just cheer for points here.
Just cheering for points in the over. Nevada, you know, kind of a punching bag this year, although they gave SMU a game early.
Potentially your ACC champions.
Yeah. Game. I mean, you know, it's hard for me to get too worked up about early season games. San Jose State, meh. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about San Jose State. I kind of like your over bet. Like, the only one they were under on, or the only one they didn't put a lot of points up on, was Air Force. Everyone else, they've been, not that they've played like great teams, but they have been, they've been scoring. But yeah, 51.5, that's kind of low. I like the over there too.
All right. Main event time. Let's get Billy Napier fired. UCF -2 at the Swamp. That makes no sense to me. Because why do they keep valuing us? I don't understand it. The over-under 61.5. We just got to run the ball. Got to take the ball out of KJ Jefferson's hands, except when he just runs over dudes. I don't need him throwing the ball. We need to be controlling the clock. Hopefully Florida quits. And, yeah, Billy Napier gets left on the tarmac.
This is a big over-under.
61.5, I don't – yeah. I guess they just think – I mean, we're not going to be able to stop them either. Their lines are going to bully us. For whatever reason, our defense always blows.
I don't know. I don't
know.
We need
to get Randy Shannon
to...
back.
What?
We need to get halftime adjustment Randy Shannon back.
I mean, you guys definitely didn't look great against Colorado. Man, Mississippi State's so bad. That's who Florida just beat the shit out of.
Yeah.
Although, man.
Our defense. I don't know what it is, man.
They still let up 28 points to Mississippi State and A&M, who's kind of a rudder. Actually, I understand this over-under now. Give me the over. I'm going a lot of overs this week. But
I'm going to go with my boys. I'll ride it out.
You're going to roll with them? I actually don't know. I don't know who's – it feels like UCF, but this is going to be a tight one.
I'm going to be pissed if Florida beats.
I think you and Jake are going to be sending some angry texts to each other this weekend. I can't wait to just sit back and watch.
You'll be in the group chat. Maybe poking the bear.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
What time is that game?
That's, I think, 6:30.
Oh, hell yeah. So my game will be over.
Yeah.
So if Missouri hasn't won, actually, if Missouri's lost, I'll be too angry to do anything, but at least I'll know one of you will be furious. Actually, Jake won't be, though, because Jake's already...
He wants Billy gone.
Yeah, but no. Jake is actually, like, already...
Accepted it.
Yeah, he's in it. I need you to...
I don't know. When, you know, the bullets start flying, he might actually...
He always does.
Yeah.
No matter how bad. Like, so last year, he came over to watch... the Mizzou Florida game, and Florida stunk at that point, right? Like, they weren't good, and Missouri had like everything to play for.
He was still pissed,
and yeah, and Florida gave us a fucking game. We had to win on a last second field goal, and he was like, I got to go outside. He like went outside and called his Florida friends. And again, it was a bad year. Like, there was nothing to gain from.
Yeah, but when you watch, you don't want your fucking school to lose.
I know. Like, I know. Matter. I know.
It's not like you're tanking for draft picks. Like, it's like this one win might be able to just like salvage the season. That's kind of how I feel about this literally. Florida game. Even though we only have one loss and we still have everything to play for. I don't feel great about our team. I know I have not enjoyed the Gus Malzahn era. He brings in guys. He's some of the best recruits we've ever had. But he's so disappointed as a coach. Like, he's still coaching like it's 2014. Still running the same playbook that he did at Auburn. There's no innovation. There's no surprise.
Is it just like a different version of Heupel?
No.
Not the recruit-wise, but in the, like, you just hate the playbook?
No. Well, I hate the playbook because it's just like, all right, here, jet sweep, run up the middle, jet sweep.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of creativity to it.
Or tinkering?
He hasn't really done a whole lot of tinkering.
Not a lot of adjusting, yeah.
No, since he made that natty.
I kind of think, I don't know about head coach, because head coach totally varies, but I kind of think you're a little bit fucked if your offensive coordinator is over 45.
Well, he's also our head coach. He's calling plays.
Oh, no.
No, Gus is calling plays.
Yeah, you can't do that. No, yeah, you're fucked. Florida by 100. No, but like for real, like I don't feel good if I look into the booth and I see an offensive coordinator for the most part. If it's like Lane Kiffin or something, fine. But for the most part, if the offensive coordinator is not like a youngish looking guy, it's a little
maybe
scary.
Gus does seem to kind of have Florida's number. We put him in the bowl game, wrecked him.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Like, I think
it seems like for whatever reason, I feel like there are games he just doesn't get up for. And then but every now and then he'll get you.
That's the entire Gus Malzahn era at Auburn.
I know.
Maddening is the only way you could describe
it. It's almost like he himself has to get hyped up for a game to perform. And I think Florida is the type of game where he will show
that's
up.
That's totally fair.
Next up, we got Duke catching 8.5. Undefeated Duke. Manny Diaz and the boys.
Wow.
Going to Georgia Tech, the over-under is 52.5.
Holy shit.
This line tells you everything you need to know. I like Georgia Tech big.
Georgia Tech, who shocked the world to start the year. Not so shocking anymore, I suppose.
No, but if that number is 8.5, that
tells you what they think of Duke.
There has to be some type of, I didn't look into it, but some type of data that shows that like Duke can't stop the run or
just bad line play. And by the way, North Carolina should have won that game last week.
We got up and then just kind of
Duke scored 21, all 21 in the second half. What was it 17? At one point it was 20-7, I guess, going into the fourth. Not a horrific deficit, but like, come on. Gosh, that's just, I don't know how to feel about that. I'll tell you what, I'll take an under.
Okay. You just don't think Duke and Murphy and the offense can score?
It feels like a rock fight, maybe a little bit.
Okay.
I don't love that bet, but whatever.
Well, you're going to love this game. Your favorite, the Jayhawk.
I mean, this is my favorite Kansas football year in a long
Kansas
time.
Kansas at Arizona State. It revived Arizona State over under 50.5. Your boy, too. Your favorite running back in the nation for Arizona State.
Who?
Skidabo.
Oh, God. Yeah, fucking Skidabo. I hate that fucking name so much. What's the line here? Arizona State all day. All day.
You're going ASU?
Yeah. Kansas' offense is broken.
Give me the over. Give me Cam. And ASU as well.
Okay.
Yeah, Kansas seems broken.
They are. Dude, the amount of jobs Lance Leipold could have gotten after last year, it's getting Matt Campbell-esque
already.
Should
have cashed in.
Oh, boy.
Oof. This is also a pretty cool game, though. Tech plus 6.5. The over-under is 64.5. Give me the over. Just this will be fun. This is going to be like a late night Saturday.
Ugh, you love 10 o'clock local.
Just McMillan having three touchdowns himself. Fafita's just lighting them up.
I'm going to be up to one of the morning Washington's game. I can't wait. I can't wait. Tech, you know, kind of an interesting situation. They're 4-1.
Mm-hmm. They lost to Wazoo.
That's it.
In Pullman, I believe.
Fairly solid wins.
Not bad.
Arizona. Wait, that's the Tech one.
Arizona just knocked off Utah, obviously.
Well, yeah. But, you know, Utah without Cam Rising.
They've been without Cam Rising, man.
I get it.
That's just default Utah now.
I get it. And Arizona has probably maybe, certainly a top three receiver in the country, without question. I'll take Arizona. Wins by a touchdown. I like that.
Okay. What's your additional game you like?
Ooh, I gotta look. I always like forget about this and then have to just like look it up last second, but I kind of like doing that now. I almost prefer it to.
I'm gonna go with the troops. I'm gonna go with Army. They're -12.5. I don't care. It's Tulsa.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, I remember we saw that line and we're like, holy shit, how do we get that?
And then I also need to pick a money line dog, so I need to scour the to see what's up there.
I will take
App State right now. Maybe they play for they're playing Marshall, but who's hit harder by the hurricane?
Marshall or
Boone, or I guess West Virginia didn't really get hit, right?
No. Not really. Maybe a little bit.
So hurricane game. For the people of Boone,
okay,
give me the App State money line.
Okay,
against Marshall.
Toledo is only a 6.5-point favorite at home against Miami, Ohio. A little Maction rivalry. I'll take Toledo to cover that. Toledo's been quite good this year. Huge win at UMass. They lost to Western Kentucky, who's solid. But yeah, I think Miami. I think they handle business against Miami, Ohio. Why the fuck not?
Well, where are these people making the bets again?
They're making it at mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKBROS will double your first deposit up to $1,000. And then we can play casino games. There's rewards program, which I said. Join Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook because you'll see picks and all those rules for the rewards program for MyBookie. And it's just fun, like, back and forth bullshit banter. So if you're not on there already, check it out. When is that Army game? Because I have it's at 11. It's at the same time as another game I have money on.
Which game? Your
game,
school.
What game did I bet big?
Your school?
No, I didn't bet that one.
no faith in your team.
Oh, I think I took the over on points for SMU Louisville.
Okay.
Anyway, Louisville's ranked, so we didn't talk about that game today. But yeah, I might slam that Army one too. Army has been fucking people up. Yeah, I'll probably just bet that too. Fuck it. Even because they're both at 11. Yeah. But yeah, mybookie.com is where we make these picks. Cannot wait. This should be a fun. This is the type of week where it's like, oh, there's no.
I think
like,
it's going to be a weird week. I think there's going to be a bunch of upsets. I'm putting every top 25 team on notice. I think there's going to be like 3 or 4 upsets.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's always these weird weeks that nobody really pays attention to where they get you.
I agree with that.
But obviously I'm putting Mizzou on upset alert.
Yeah, I know you are.
But I need you guys to cover 8.
Okay.
Just your +8 Mizzou, A&M by 3.
Sure. Sure.
Perfect case scenario.
Okay.
Yeah. Since you earlier, as we discussed, we did Casino Friday, actively cheering against my Phillies.
Yes. Actively cheering against your Phillies.
Seems wrong.
I would like the Mets to advance to the NLCS and get swept by the Padres. Padres go to the World Series, play the Royals.
Get swept by the Royals?
No, I want a good series.
Okay.
Yeah, I want a good World Series.
Well, if the Royals win, I'm still happy because I make money. So.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Royals to win it all in the World Series for sure.
Got tickets on the Phillies and the Royals, so let's go. Yeah. Phillies, Royals, World Series. No loser except my soul.
Fair enough. That's all we got for today. For Darren Jester, I'm Rob Fox. See you later.